I got no strings to hold me down, to make me fret or make me frown. I had strings, but now I'm free. There are no strings on me. Hi-ho, the merry-o, that's the only way to be. I want the world to know, nothing ever worries me. I got
You're listening to The Keith Show, starring Keith. I'm Keith, and this podcast has already been attacked by Ultron once. We had to downgrade to a previous version of technology so that his evil systems could not infiltrate. But we're here to bring you our spoiler-filled review of Avengers: Age of Ultron. Joining me in my technology-secluded bunker today are Ryan King. You know him from previous episodes and from his mugshots.
Excelsior.
And Haley Sams, animator extraordinaire.
Hello.
Let's talk Age of Ultron. How do you guys want to just jump into it?
How many times did you guys see the movie?
I've only seen it once.
No, I mean, like, did you see it Thursday?
Oh, I saw it yesterday afternoon.
Which won't help anyone when they listen to this podcast know of
it's always on. Yesterday afternoon, Ryan.
Hey, I wasn't born yesterday, okay?
The vision was.
Yeah. So you saw it Friday afternoon.
I saw it Thursday, technically Friday morning at 2:30 a.m.
I saw it Thursday at 7 p.m. So
you're in one of those crazy cities where the things stay open.
Yeah. It's new to me, too.
Yeah, I went Thursday at 7, and the movie theater was bananas busy.
Bananamas?
Yes.
Did you bring the kids?
No. Just because I was PG-13, and, you know, one's 10. She probably could have handled it, though, and then the 4-year-old definitely probably couldn't have handled it, but.
All right. Were you able to handle it, Haley?
I mean, I took a nap, but I'm just kidding.
Power I nap. Sippy cup. Yeah. Well, you know what? People diss on the sippy cup, but it's a genius invention.
I kind of, honestly, when I came to this college, I was like, all of these, like, travel mugs just suck. I just want a good old sippy cup.
What you should get is one of those foam dome hats where you can put a can in either side with straws leaving your mouth.
It would not look strange at my art school.
Yeah, see? You're good.
Blend right in.
Yeah.
Do you want to just take the movie as going through the plot as it happens?
Sure.
We open in media res, going through the Sokovian Forest as the Avengers lay an assault on the castle containing
Baron
Wolf. No. The Baron Wolfgang von Strucker and his Hydra soldiers, who have been upgraded with technology from Loki's scepter from the first movie.
And the twins.
And the twins. And who are those twins, one might ask?
Oh.
Pietro and Wanda Maximoff.
Oh, of the Sokovia Maximoffs.
I suppose.
But don't call them mutants, because that is copyrighted.
I honestly was a little surprised. I thought they were going to make them Inhumans.
Apparently you don't even call them Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch.
Right.
You just call them Pietro and that one. Witch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I did kind of expect them to go the route of making them Inhumans, especially considering that they've brought Inhumans into the fray in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Well, Joss Whedon said that he wasn't going to connect it to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Because Joss Whedon, I don't think, is a fan since they brought Coulson back.
He created it, though.
I know, but he's like on record as being like they shouldn't have brought Coulson back.
But it was his idea.
Well, he's a fickle bastard, so I don't know.
Yeah. And then his brother's the showrunner, so it's like awkward Thanksgiving dinners there.
Yeah.
But no, they were just a result of Hydra experimentation.
The only survivors.
The only survivors. They were volunteers because they had a grudge against Tony Stark.
Yep.
Because
he's fine.
Who knew Tony Stark accumulates enemies faster than, anyone else.
Well, if you're left staring at a Stark missile for 3 days waiting for it to go off, you'd probably hate him too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if you were like some jilted ex-boyfriend, even.
Pretty sure after the first day, I'd be like, I'm going to risk it.
It doesn't seem to be going off.
Yeah, I think we're okay. I'm really hungry.
This building's going to collapse eventually, though.
I'm tired of laying in this puddle. We gotta go.
This puddle that used to be Mom.
Oh, well.
Oh, too far.
Have you ever noticed Tony Stark's only enemies are the ones he made?
On accident? Yeah.
I mean, from...
Just from being Tony.
Yeah. Well, not like, literally in Ultron's case.
Right, right. But even, like, you know, Iron Man 3, which I finally watched beforehand, like, you know, the whole thing with... The whole enemy was because he was being a jerk to the guy, so... Yep.
Yeah. Douchey Tony.
Yep.
Tony okay. Stark. What a douche.
Apple teach him
language. It's a reference. I got that reference.
That was probably the highlight of that whole opening sequence. I was trying to think, like, what were the highlights in the opening sequence? And I just think, like, the whole, like, language talk, because it kind of got that joke going for the rest of the movie, was probably the key thing.
I was going to say, I could not remember. Tony said something very Tony snarky, and when he was trying to take down the force field in the castle, he said something that made me laugh out loud.
Well, he bounced into it, and he said, shit!
And well, then later on, they like after he said language, then they were talking, and he goes, are we just going to gloss by the fact that Captain America just said language?
Maybe that's what it was.
I think that was the first big laugh from the audience.
I do have one minor complaint about the opening sequence.
Okay.
You're not allowed.
It's so minor. It doesn't even need mention, but if I gotta find one complaint to give to the film, mm-hmm. as you know, Joss Whedon loves his action shots that are these big, long one take shots where he shows off the whole team.
Yeah.
That one at the very beginning, I don't know. There was something weird about it.
Yeah.
It did look fakey. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, just also how they were slowing stuff down, kind of matrixy, and then I was like, aren't we by this yet? Like,
especially given that he had a moment in the climax for that same kind of effect.
Yeah.
There's a certain law of diminishing returns in trying to go to that place too often.
Yeah. I think the slowdown effect worked really well with Pietro because it was almost necessary, but I don't think it worked well with just the heroes in general.
I remember watching it and thinking... They were kind of, whoever was in charge of the action sequences, especially with, like, Tony and I think the Hulk, and maybe also Thor, they seemed to be moving almost unrealistically fast while they were fighting. I don't know, it looked very fakey at the beginning.
Was a lot more green screen compositing. Than in the first one, I believe.
Yeah.
Well, there would almost have to be. Now, they managed to take down Von Strucker, and Tony gets Loki's scepter, but not before being forced into a vision of his greatest fears by Wanda.
I like that because it kind of tied back to Iron Man 3 with the anxiety attacks.
Yeah.
I thought that was good because that made it more believable.
Ooh, yeah, something that I thought was awesome was in Hydra's lab that they had one of the Leviathans there that they were experimenting on.
Oh, yeah. That was cool.
I almost expected something that wind up happening with that. Like, they were going to have, like, a Hydra-controlled Leviathan wake up or something. Mm.
That would have been intense. It kind of did, in Tony's mind.
Yeah. I saw a much larger Chitauri fleet than even happened in the Battle of New York arriving at Earth.
I just have this mental image of, like, a bunch of Hydra people dragging this dead corpse of a Leviathan underground, like, looking both ways, making sure nobody sees them. Like,
well, the beauty of it was, at the time, they were S.H.I.E.L.D. So they were the official people who were allowed to take it away.
Shame on me.
That's true.
You're off the podcast.
All right, did.
Turn in your nerd card to the commissioner.
Sorry. Gotta keep up with my agent's S.H.I.E.L.D.
I guess the other significant part that happened in there was when we finally, that's when we first see that Black Widow and Banner kind of have a thing when she does the lullaby to get him turned back into Banner from Hulk.
How did you feel about that, Ryan? Because you're Mr. Hulk.
I am Mr. Hulk. Thank you.
Yes.
I don't know. I thought it was...
I could have called you Mrs. Hulk, but I didn't.
Yeah. I think it worked. Like, they basically made Natasha kind of fill in as, like, Betty Ross proxy, kind of, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it worked out. And then just because you don't want to throw a whole other element in there, so it does make sense that there'd be someone on the team. And I think even later on when she explained in the next scene, I guess, why she kind of has a thing for Banner, even that made sense, too.
Oh, getting into that psychology was great, where she said, like, everyone I know, all of my friends are warriors. But then I meet this guy who does everything he can to avoid fights because he knows he'll win.
Yeah, yep. That's one thing overall in the movie, is this, that, like, how Widow, Hulk, and Hawkeye all got good chunks of spotlight on them since they don't have their own individual movies right now. So it felt like they gave them good attention. But I think overall, even throughout the whole movie, I think everyone got a good scene or line or spotlight in some way where it made it felt like everyone
to a degree. To I think for this one, Hawkeye kind of stole the show for me.
Yeah, good but, for Reiner complaining about being mind controlled the first whole.
Yeah,
movie.
We'll get back to that later, though. So Stark's all paranoid now because he's feeling that the Earth's going to be obliterated. It's just a matter of time, and they need some ultimate defense. And he believes Loki's scepter gives him the key to this because there seems to be an intelligence within the gem of it that's similar to Jarvis, but makes Jarvis look like an amoeba compared to a human, basically.
Like Skype 6.1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, he's like, well, okay, we're going to make Ultron, because Hank Pym's not in this movie, so I have to.
Yeah, who else are we going to do?
Exactly.
We have no one else to hate but Tony right now.
Yeah, so come on, science bro, let's...
And everybody says, Tony, no. And Tony says, yes, I'll do the thing.
Yes.
Tony, don't do the thing.
And the best thing is he leaves it compiling in his lab and just leaves.
Yeah.
Like, Jarvis, keep an eye on this.
We go throw a big party with lots of people.
Like, well, my wife can give birth at any moment now, but there's a party downstairs. Basically.
Yeah. He really is a Stark.
Yeah. And somewhere just before that is when we get that Easter egg that you talked about.
Dr. Helen Cho.
Yeah.
She's using her artificial tissue generator to fix Hawkeye's wound that he got in the opening battle. Haley, are you familiar with a character called Amadeus Cho?
Oh, no. It's a little out of my depth.
He was originally introduced in the Hulk comics and became basically the sidekick to Hercules.
Mm.
And he's considered to be the seventh smartest person on Earth.
Eighth
or something like that.
But he's like, what, 14 years old?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he, the Easter egg is that his mother's name is Helen, so you could assume that they did that deliberately so that she's Amadeus's mother.
Who is the Marvel Universe's number one smartest person?
Reed Richards.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
It was all in there. You had Reed, you had Tony, you had Dr. Doom, you had Beast.
I would say one and two were Reed and Doom.
Yeah. And then you had Tony, Banner, Beast, Black Panther. Who else was on there? Cho.
Pym.
Hank Pym. Yeah.
Black Panther is not a super scientist. He should not be on that list.
Yeah, I don't understand that either, but it's okay.
He has no training in those fields.
Oh, I did get excited when they mentioned, the vibranium and, it has left my brain.
Wakanda?
Wakanda, thank you.
Or as Bruce Banner pronounces it, Wakanada.
Wakanada.
Waka, waka, waka.
Yeah. And then Tony's party is when you get your Stan Lee cameo with the Excelsior.
Blaine, apparently somebody that Cap served with back in the day.
Yeah, he thought he would be taller.
Well, I
War Machine.
This drink is not meant for mortal men. I didn't see any Asgardians on Omaha Beach. Give it here.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. Rhodey kept on trying to tell the story to everybody, and it didn't go over well with Avengers.
Was he trying to talk about like showing bringing the president back?
Oh yeah.
I kind of missed the context of the story.
I just thought it was some story that would have taken place when no one watched. You know? Yeah. I just thought it was just some other story.
Like, I'm still cool, guys.
I'm relevant.
Yep.
And they managed to even sneak Falcon into a few.
I know. Yep. Speaking of, like, War Machine came to help, but Falcon didn't come to help at the
end.
Well,
originally he wasn't in the film. They brought him in for some reshoots.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably why he's only in like scenes in the party right with Steve.
But logically, he's not going to be like, oh, you guys got this. I'll just skip back.
Well, he did say, he told Cap that he's okay like skipping some of the superhero stuff, and then it linked back to Winter Soldier when he said, because I've been taking care of a missing persons case.
Could put that on hold. For like a day.
With a mass extinction event. Find Bucky.
So
important.
Yeah.
He's just bitter because he wanted to mack on Black Widow and Hulk got her.
Well. I think if Hulk's got a woman, you're going to let him keep that woman.
Yeah. Yeah, quite possibly.
I love the party scene, though.
Yeah, it was night.
But I did get depressed that all Cap's friends were like really old, old veterans.
Well, not Falcon. He's got Falcon.
He's got Falcon. And everybody's talking about their girlfriend except Cap.
And Cap's got Falcon.
Banner only kind of had Widow. Well, I guess and Tony, but that's about it.
Tony and Thor's rivalry of girlfriends.
Who's more impressive? I don't know. Jane's going to get your Nobel, do they call it?
Yeah.
Jane's better.
Meanwhile, Helen Cho's like, is Thor going to be there? He's pretty. I like his hair.
It did feel a little odd that Pepper wasn't there, just because she's been in every single time Tony's been around. That would have been the place to put her, but
yeah.
It's a little odd that she wasn't actually there.
Well, she's running a company alongside Jarvis, apparently.
Right. Recovering
this company to run.
Yeah. She's recovering from the extremist virus, so she needs a little downtime.
Yeah, that would make sense.
She's at a spa, you know. She's getting her nails did.
Mm-hmm. Get her hair did.
Yeah, yeah.
Buying up all the broken buildings.
Well, didn't they say that the Stark Relief Foundation had to No, that was later. Never mind.
No. Then you had, while the party was going on, you had the new AI just eat Jarvis, basically.
Yeah, he pretty much birthed himself.
Yep.
He's like, oh, this is weird. What's going on? I don't like this planet. I'm going to kill you now.
Ultron's like the ultimate new generation. He just like is born and immediately goes on the internet.
These kids these days.
It's like, Dad, you don't understand me.
I was a little surprised how quickly Ultron came to that conclusion. Like, I thought for sure they were going to do it where Ultron was like good at first and then after a mission decided it, but he's like, no, I'm born, I got a body now, I'm pissed at everybody.
Well, I think he was there to hear Stark say that it was his job to make the Avengers no longer there.
Yeah.
And he's kind of like... Also, bear in mind, his programming came out of an Infinity Stone.
Right. And those things just can't be trusted.
Yeah, well...
Bad stuff.
Oh, another cool thing from the party. Mm-hmm. Cap wiggled Thor's... And not in a sexual sense.
Could you reword that whole phrase? Just go back and rephrase that whole statement, please. He almost lifted...
Bunched the Mew Mew.
The Mew Mew? He bunched the Mew Mew.
I just love how... what's her name called it in the Thor movies? She can never say it.
Yasha. And I can't either.
It's meow meow. I'm like, yes. Thor's face was priceless.
Thor's like, oh shit. It's almost like Cap then decided, like, nah.
Yeah, Cap was like, oh shit. My friend's ego's gonna go down.
He like started to budget and he almost got the sense that he started to get like, I don't know, excited that he was able to like, whoa, maybe I am worthy. And it was like that moment of like ego that was like made him, nope, I can't lift it.
And Thor was relieved.
Because if he can lift it, why am I here?
Right.
Well, he does in the comics, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, I almost expected him to lift it in this.
I love what Tony said before he tried to budget about, he promises to be fair and all that was funny.
I promise to rule Asgard fairly. I will reinstitute Prima Nocta. So.
Then Ultron shows up with the Iron Legion.
Totally, you know.
And apparently, the only movie he watched was Pinocchio.
Yeah, the entire internet. And he watched
the whole internet, and he quotes Pinocchio.
Ultron had a lot more personality than I expected of him. Mm. And I know what they were trying to do with him as far as him being like the anti-Tony.
Yeah.
Like Stark's kid gone bad. But the only thing is I was like, based on how he's created, there's no reason why he would be more like Stark in my mind than he would be any of the Avengers. So why he chose that, I don't know.
The first thing he downloaded was information on Stark.
True, yep. But...
I also did like how expressive his emotions could get. It took away from the roboticness of him.
Yeah.
How did you feel about the fact that his jaw could move?
His jaw and his lips, and he was like...
The jaw and lips I got over just because it's cinema, and because you kind of have to see that because a non-moving mouth would get old after a while, but his personality, I think I still would have preferred him a little more kind of cold and emotionless.
Yeah.
Except, you know, some of the lines he had were entertaining, so I have to give him that. Like, it worked, but it wasn't what I was expecting, I think.
Yeah, it was over the top when he ripped that guy's arm off, and he was just, like, fake, sincere about being sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Well, that's cool, though, because...
That guy really doesn't have that arm. Yeah.
That was Claw.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Black Panther's main nemesis.
I was going to say, we'll see him again in Black Panther.
Yeah, with minus an arm.
Well, with a nice new sonic vibranium cannon.
No, he'll have a new arm, yeah. That's what kind of helped him become Claw, whatever.
like the vibranium cannon backfired or something and turned them into living sound or some such.
So I think I was just taken back by how much emotion Ultron actually had, but I see why they did it, and I think it kind of worked. And I do think him kind of getting upset that he used one of Tony's lines, so I called him on it. I think that was kind of cool.
Yeah. At first it seemed his only real plan was to end the Avengers, but as time went on, he realized it needed to be more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just destroy people so we don't have to even save them.
Well, I mean, Tony did say that his plan was to put a suit of armor around the world, and then Banner pointed out, and yeah, then our only threat will be humanity.
Yep.
Such a deep philosophical discussion in the lab.
If they hadn't had that conversation.
Good, shut up. Just go to a party. Come on. Yeah. Just take it back to Asgard.
Yeah.
It's because Banner's next level. He's just, up there.
Not that you're biased or anything.
Yeah.
Yep. So after the party, we're hunting down Ultron.
Yes. And they track him to...
Everywhere. Oh, we totally skipped the part where, one of my favorite parts, where Tony is in the castle at the beginning. He's like, please be a secret door.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
That's like also, something you would say.
Yeah.
Yay, secret door!
And also one of the moments I just remember too that we skipped over is when they're back in the Quinjet about to leave that place, and Banner's feeling kind of low about what he's done and stuff, and Black Widow asks Thor his opinion. And
he's like, look at him like, what? And
hell.
He's like, with their sprained ankles.
Their whimpers and groans. And yeah, that was hilarious.
And their promises never to cause trouble again.
Mm-hmm. That part was hilarious. That was one of my favorite lines from the movie.
And their deltoids.
Deltoids, yes. Yeah.
Oh, man.
So they find out.
It was at the beginning when the one guy tells Baron von Strucker, he's like, the Avengers are here. And he's like, can we hold them? He's like, they're the Avengers.
Tony is like, we didn't have a talk, guys. And he's like, good talk. And the one guy goes, no, it wasn't.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
So much sass.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone had a sassy line in this. That's what I was saying. I think that's good, though. I like it. Everyone got a line in there at some point or another.
Even the henchmen.
Your favorite hero was.
You were saying?
I just said, no matter who your favorite hero was, you know, they had a moment. So I think that
Spider-Man had no good moments.
Well, no. No. I mean, whoever your favorite hero was in the movie, they had a moment. And I think they balanced it well, even with the new people, which we'll even get to more later. But I think they balanced even the new characters in very well.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of new people, Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch meet up with Ultron, who has called them to meet them in the church in the center of Sokovia. Mm-hmm. He offers them a chance to join up on the prospect of fighting the Avengers, which they're all for, and they explain why they're mad at them.
He was also dressed exactly like he was when he first became like Ultron in the comics, with the red kind of cape on.
Yeah, I had to find that on an Easter egg list.
Yeah. That's kind of cool.
And they find out that in custody, von Strucker has been killed by Ultron, which leads them to Claw. I'm actually a little disappointed that they killed von Strucker off.
He's kind of a big hitter.
Yeah, it's...
But it's Marvel.
Yeah.
Who knows what'll happen with that guy?
They have some bigger hitters along the line if you haven't seen the way they're running, but yeah.
I'm just wondering, like, there's still more they could do with him. But I did notice, I think his second in command got away. So Hydra is still a concern.
Maybe he'll run off to the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. show.
Oh, his second?
Yeah.
His second in command, Dr. List, has actually been in the past couple episodes.
Oh, okay. I should catch up.
Yes, you should.
Shame.
So Ultron and the twins go see Claw, but then the Avengers show up, and then...
Yes, and they are there to get his vibranium.
All of the vibranium.
And
that's when Scarlet Witch messes with everybody.
You get the sense from those scenes that Wakanda is still very isolationist, that almost nobody knows anything about it.
Yeah. Didn't they say, like, where do we get vibranium? And then they show you these, like, deserted ships. And I was like, wait, this isn't Wakanda. And then they were like, oh, just an abandoned
ship. It's some random place on the west coast of Africa.
Yeah. Well, in one of the trailers, we saw the one Wakandan woman, but...
No, it wasn't. Cut out.
No?
Because that was the same place that Thor went to.
With his vision.
So I don't know who that was supposed to be, the keeper of that place or something.
Yep.
Apparently the original cut of the movie was like 3.5 hours long.
Yeah.
I want to see that cut.
There are rumors that they're planning a director's cut DVD release.
I'm sure.
Maybe there'll be more with Von Strucker in it.
Yeah.
And my issue with that will be addressed.
Yeah, this it's leading up with Scarlet Witch giving everyone visions. It leads up to the thing I would say, which is like Thor's vision, the vision he had, his response to it, and his actions afterwards were the biggest nebulous part of it for me, where I was just like, okay, I kind of understand, but it was still so kind of vague.
Yeah, you got the sense there was definitely stuff cut out there.
Yeah.
And there was, because I guess Tom Hiddleston had shot scenes for those visions.
Right.
Oh.
Right, so sorry, Loki fangirls.
So I wasn't quite certain what that vision necessarily meant, and I didn't necessarily know why he reacted to the way he did. I didn't understand where he went and when he came back, why he did what he did, which we'll get to. So that was kind of nebulous to me. But
Thor was just like, I always get my dreams. I didn't get this dream. Let's go find it.
Well, he did have Heimdall saying, "Yeah, we're all in hell, and it's your fault."
Mm-hmm.
That would be a little unnerving. Cap got brought back to
the 40s and the war over.
Agent Carter. Yeah.
Saw the life he could never had mixed with like the fact that the people at the party were also battle victims at the same time, because over the music you could hear like shells going off and like you'd see like bullet wounds in them and stuff. Yeah. Oh, did you notice the name of the band?
Oh, no.
It was the Roy Thomas Band.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He created Vision, right?
And Ultron. So that was a nice little nod to him.
Oh, and Ultron. Yeah, that made sense then.
So Hayley Atwell got her cameo in
Cat
there.
Cat being my favorite.
Yep. Yeah, and then apparently she got to Banner, which led to one of the biggest.
Well, she also did Black Widow.
Oh, yeah, oh, that's
we
true.
Finally
yeah,
got
Black
to
Widows.
See
let's, yeah, get Black into that.
Story.
We got to see some of how Black Widow was created, which goes along with some of the stuff we've already seen in another medium.
Yeah, hers was done in a pretty
Thor's hammer.
Quicksilver's like, yeah, I gotta grab. She moves towards Hawkeye. I'm gonna get him. I'm gonna get him. Arrow to the head. Electricity. I don't like being mind controlled.
Just ask all the people who were in charge of the last movie, and I bitched too.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the first fight when Hawkeye went down, I was like, are you kidding me? I was like, we're going to take Hawkeye off the board this quick again. But luckily, he made it back. So that was good. That was retribution right there.
Yeah. Well, it, you know, it showed a good point about what Hawkeye's skill set is. He's that quick.
Yeah. You didn't see that coming?
Yeah, she gets into Hawkeye's head after that.
Yes.
Which goes so well.
Yeah.
We didn't see what she put in the Hulk's head, though, did we?
No, we just saw them, like, kind of see Banner at the back of the Quinjet, and you knew what was going to happen.
Yeah. I kind of am curious, like, what he showed him, what he saw. I mean, I'm pretty sure anything could set him off pretty easily.
Yeah, it didn't take much to turn into a rage machine. Yeah.
It's probably just, like, a cat dying.
She implied to him that his favorite show was being canceled.
Oh, yeah.
No, she spoiled, like, Game of Thrones or something.
She showed him, like, a world with no purple pants in the world.
Spandex is no longer a thing.
So he jumps into the nearest major metropolitan area.
He commences to break stuff.
Yes.
As people don't run away, I was like, there's an awful lot of pedestrians just standing around watching.
Well, it's that kind of deer in the headlights. You don't see that every day, kind of.
And even when they were creating Ultron, when Banner and Stark were talking, they mentioned Veronica. I had the idea that Veronica was alluding to the Hulkbuster armor.
Yeah, it's also a nice little Easter egg. It's to Archie comics.
Well, yeah. Well, with Betty being the one who loves Hulk. And
then the Veronica being the thing pulling them the other direction.
Right, right. That was cool. I thought about doing a shirt design with, like, Betty standing next, like Betty from Archie standing next to the Hulkbuster armor, but I didn't think people would get it, so I decided not to.
Now, I don't think Veronica was actually the armor. I think it was the little,
like, the system,
the platform thing,
satellite. Yeah, the interchangeable parts thing was pretty cool. That's not something they had done before in the comics that I know of, in terms of.
Well, and a lot of the times in the comics, he'd actually have, like, his arm in there.
Mm-hmm.
This, he was in the center of the chest. So.
Well, he'd have to be, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Just, like, swallowed him.
And,
Go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep.
his jackhammer fist.
Yes.
That was the Hulk smashing Loki back and forth on the floor moment of this movie.
Yeah.
I loved it when Hulk just, like, glared at him and spit and looked at him again, and he's like,
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
He's like, come on, Banner, come on. And Hulk just looks at him like, oh, yeah. I shouldn't have mentioned puny Banner. You don't like him?
Yeah. That was good, too.
And then the off-screen Hulk punch reminded me of when the Hulk just off-screen punches Thor. Like, oh, yeah. Back to that.
And I love the fact that, like, the reverberations from the two punching each other's fists, like, shattered windows and stuff, because that brings you back to, like, way back to, like, when Thor and Hercules first fought back in Journey Mystery, how it said they would punch and windows would shatter and all that. I was like, oh, that's
the superhero bro fist.
That is. Yeah, it really is.
Fada-la-da-la-da-la-da.
Yep.
Fada-la-da-la-da-la.
Avengers fist bump.
It's like when, Dragon Ball Z characters do their knee fist together. It's like two knees come together and then everything gets fucked.
I just loved how that fight, like, and even they took the building down and everything, and, like, you know, and Hulk still wasn't very phased, and I was like, this is good. They're keeping true to, you know, kind of what would happen in the comic. So
I noticed something, and I don't know, maybe it was the thing that popped into my head is when he's looking at the half-constructed building and he scans it for life science, it almost seems like it was a deliberate, like, jab to people who had complaints about, like, Man of Steel's level of destruction.
Yeah. My cousin, actually, after he saw it, texted me and said he actually appreciated, which we're skipping ahead, but he appreciated the fact, like, how the Avengers were actually focused on rescuing all the people and everything, because he said that it was so, like, what people didn't like about Man of Steel.
it was almost like a direct opposite reaction to those reactions. And I'm wondering if there was any influence from that backlash.
They'll never admit it, but there could be.
But then again, the part of the point was that Cap had said that Ultron thought they were monsters, and it was up to them to prove him wrong. So maybe it was more plot-driven than I'm giving them credit for.
It's true.
I just like the part where Tony was like, please don't make me buy this building, buddy.
Yeah.
Looks like you're going to buy the building.
So yeah, he manages to get Hulk down. And they leave very distraught. Banner's very shaken by the experience, as is everyone else, really. And Maria Hill advises them that right now they're not really doing any good, that they need to
recoup.
Yeah, lay low for a while. So Hawkeye decides that he has a safe house to take them to.
His house.
Yes.
Whose house? Hawkeye's house. Oh, sorry.
And he's been busy.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. That's definitely a case where they went the kind of the ultimate route with him having a wife and kids and all that.
Even having the same name as the wife in Ultimates.
Yeah. And
all the Clip-Tasha shippers died a little inside.
That's fine. They're homies. That's
I know, it was so much better. Ugh, sometimes
and they were going to name their kid after her. It's, you know. And
well,
he's like.
They just had to make it more masculine.
Yeah.
Can and I also just
like,
say with
traitor.
You traitor.
Also, just to say with Hawkeye, I liked how, like, the first movie, they went with the kind of very tame outfit, but then this one, it almost was like his Ronin-esque outfit, because it has, like, that long kind of overcoat kind of look. I liked his costume in this one. I thought it was very well done.
I don't know, I'm a fan of the big purple mask.
I do like the purple mask, too. Yeah. I do like that too, but it would never work
like
in
the sharp, pointy eye things.
Hey, Hawkeye's on his third kid. I guess he really can shoot straight.
Oh,
Wow.
Oh, man.
And the best part is his marriage is like so mundane and normal.
He's like, I'm going to build a sunroom.
It'll be awesome.
The fact that his third kid was a boy, but it was named after Natasha, was actually also straight out of Ultimates. Is that true, Keith?
I don't know.
Oh, I read that was the case. I heard that they had a third boy, and his name was Nathaniel, so they named it after Natasha, so that was, like, straight from the comic.
Oh, basically. His name is Nathaniel Pietro.
Yeah.
Aww.
We'll get to that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You do that, we'll see.
It was good to see that the girl from Freaks and Geeks finally found a good guy to marry, though.
I kept looking at
her. I was like, where do I know her from? I know her from somewhere.
She voices Mordecai's girlfriend in regular show.
Yeah, she does a few different voices in the cartooning world, doesn't she?
She's in Gravity Falls, too.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Yep. Yep. It just goes here on screen. I think last time I saw her on screen was New Girl. So
yeah, she played her sister, right?
Yep.
You guys are better than me. I don't watch New Girl. You guys are such girls.
New Girl is an awesome show. It's one of the few shows I even watch regularly. So.
And he doesn't watch TV at all.
I really don't. I don't. But New Girl is awesome, and you should go on Netflix and watch it, and you will think it's awesome, too. That's all I got to say.
But my list is too long currently.
She's like, all this homework.
Not really.
Ricky's hard.
Oh, yeah. Let's not talk about it.
Oh. Back to the Avengers. Yeah. They brought out an interesting point to people like who were saying, okay, you have all these really like crazy up there people, and then Hawkeye. what's he bring to the table?
Yeah.
And his wife was the one who actually pointed that out. It's like, he's there, he grounds them.
Yeah,
he keeps them human.
Yep.
He's the one who teaches them how to pull back when they high five.
Yeah, and that's one to grow on.
Yeah. Yeah. This was kind of Hawkeye's moment, you know, during the movie where I was like, oh, yeah, that's cool.
Oh, it was pretty funny when Bruce and Tony, Bruce was like, so how's Clint? He's like, you know, he'll recover, but he's still Barton. And Bruce is like, that's too bad.
It ain't easy being Hawkeye. Yeah, and you get that nice scene of Cap and Tony splitting wood where they basically, that's the beginning of the Civil War, right?
Yeah, that was our little teaser about Civil War, yes.
And the guy I saw the movie with, he's like my best friend up here. He is the biggest Tony Stark fan. And we argued so much about who would be right in Civil War, and he will not let it go. I think he would be on Tony's side in Civil War.
Well, here's the, you know what? Cap looked at him, and he told him why he's wrong in Civil War based on the exact same reasons he was wrong in this. Every time you try to win a war before it started, innocent people die.
Yeah, exactly. Which is what S.H.I.E.L.D. did also.
Mm-hmm. And that's why Cap will have none of that.
Ultimately, yeah.
Okay, based on who's actually been announced to be in the movie, so far...
Yeah.
Cap, Iron Man, Falcon, Winter Soldier, Black Widow, Hawkeye, Scarlet Witch was officially announced.
Hasn't Spider-Man been like?
It's really strongly
for Civil War. You're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think everyone in the end scene will pretty much be there, right?
Like
the little team that Cap had together there, where he almost said the catchphrase.
Yeah. Maybe not Vision. I haven't heard anything about him yet. But I would really suspect War Machine's going to be in it because he would be the first obvious choice to go to Stark's side.
Yeah.
And Black Panther, and I mean, we're pretty much guaranteed Spider-Man's going to be in it also. So how do you see those teams like falling? I see Cap and Falcon obviously are going to.
The thing is, well, here's the thing with Falcon. Do you side with Cap when your tech was made by Stark? Or does Stark have something to hang over you because he could shut it down any time?
He'd still side with Cap, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
I see Iron Man and War Machine going one side. And then possibly... See, honestly, I don't know where Scarlet Witch would go because she really doesn't like Stark.
Yeah, they established that.
And you would think Banner would be a Tony, except now Banner, as we'll get to later, is kind of off the board right now.
Yeah, they managed to successfully find a way to put Thor and Banner off the table for that.
Yeah, but they didn't put Banner off the table the way I wanted him to. But anyway, we'll get to that later.
I don't know, because they...
I think Hawkeye would go to Cap's side, because that's traditionally... Hawkeye has always been, like, crazy loyal to Cap.
Yeah.
And I could see Black Widow actually going with Tony's side.
Yeah. The more I think about that, I'm like, how's this a Cap movie? Like, just call it Avengers.
It's really all. Avengers like, Civil War.
Yeah.
It really is.
At this point.
Yep. And, of course, Winter Soldier will be in there, so where will he be?
And Ant-Man. Cap,
he will be a wild card.
Is Ant-Man going to be in it?
I don't know. Will he? Will Wasp be in it?
Yeah. It's true.
Will,
you're blowing my mind. Will Howard the Duck be in it?
No. But Crossbones is in it, and Baron Zemo's in it.
Yeah.
So, at some point, the Civil War will end, and they'll have to team up to fight those guys. Right?
Speaking of Civil War and... well, kind of not having the X-Men. I was thinking the whole time, man, if Magneto was here, Ultron, over.
He'd be screwed. He'd be crush, crush, crush.
Movie over.
And then he'd be like, okay, kids, you're grounded. Except, apparently, I'm not actually your dad now.
Right?
Ugh. Spoilers!
Little things. Also, why did they change the color of the Infinity Stones?
They said the stones don't match up in the movies.
I know, but it's driving me bonkers. Color is important.
I never even caught on to that. I figure as long as they call a stone and keep it that stone with that color, I'm okay with it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we have the four that have been shown so far.
Yeah. Can we also, like, the fact that the Mind Stone was inside Loki's staff, like, in hindsight, like, all the stuff it did, I don't know how much sense it makes that it was the Mind Stone in there that whole time.
He was using it to control minds.
That's true. It seems like it did a lot more than just that. But, yeah, that's true.
And
they gotta fit it in somewhere.
And is the Mind Stone really what's gonna bring Vision? Would it be more like
maybe the Soul Stone?
Stone, yeah. I don't know.
You could argue that that would have been a more appropriate choice because it would have been the thing that separated Ultron from Vision.
Yeah.
Why she was able to read Vision. Because he had a soul.
Yeah, exactly. But who are we?
We're critics on the internet. We're entitled. That's who we are.
All right, back to the chronology. Go ahead.
Okay.
Where do we leave off? We left off at Hawkeye's house.
Yeah. Meanwhile, well, getting back to the stone, Ultron takes the vibranium he stole to Korea, to Helen Cho's laboratory, because he intends to evolve into his ultimate body, which will essentially be grown out of a mixture of her synthetic tissue and melded with vibranium somehow, because vibranium can do anything, apparently.
But you can also mold it?
Yeah.
It's indestructible. But you can mold it.
Everything's got a melting point. So,
apparently.
They start to cook up Vision soup in the cradle, and
that was cute. They called it a cradle.
Yeah. He busts open the scepter to pull out the Mind Stone and puts it on there because that'll make him even more uber.
It was really basically a 3D printer, really.
Yeah, it's a They were basically printing Vision, and they started putting his baseline programming in him. And Wanda sees by reading Vision what Ultron's plan is, and realizes, oh crap, this is not good. I need to stop this.
Yep, he was going to spoil Game of Thrones for everybody.
So she manages to break the mind control that's on Cho, which I guess they use the staff to mind control Cho.
Yeah.
And Cho interrupts the feed, gets zapped by Ultron. Things go all crazy. There's chaos.
Then Ultron is like, you know what? The best way to move this cradle is to put it in a truck.
Yeah. Because the Avengers are showing up, because I don't remember how they figured out he was there.
Didn't they get tipped off that was the case?
Tipped off by who, though?
Was it Maria Hill, maybe?
Or was it when Tony was tracking down the weird internet ghost?
Oh, I forgot he was doing that too.
He went to Norway or whatever.
Yeah, could that have been it?
I don't remember.
Well, they find out he's there anyways.
Irrelevant.
And
Thor had another dream.
Yeah, Thor went away. He's trying to figure out what his dream meant, so he needs to go to some mystic Asgardian waiting pool with Selvig for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, I guess he's the next best thing to Jane.
Probably to have a reason for... I'm guessing that that scene had cuts made to it, that there would have been more to it there.
Yeah. I mean, he was the one who could cause the narration to be like, well, Thor, if you jump in here, you might die.
Because, I don't know, was that place supposed to be on Earth? Was that somewhere else?
Yeah, it was on Earth because they said that every planet had one, or every, like, realm had one.
Hmm. Okay. We've lost Ryan. Hang on.
No!
His internet does that from time to time.
I'm on, like, college internet. It's pretty strong.
It's all amped up on caffeine and
yeah.
No-dose pills.
It never sleeps.
Yeah. I forget where Banner was during this chase sequence. He wasn't there, was he?
No, yeah, he was, because he was showering and flirting.
No, during the chase in Korea.
Oh, the chase.
You knew that was going to happen.
Yeah.
We already talked about the whole movie, so.
Yeah, you've been replaced.
That was quick.
We're trying to remember where Hulk was during the sequence in Korea.
Where he was during the sequence in Korea. He was basically just in his own personal angst because of what he did in...
Oh, so basically he just wasn't in the field?
Right, yeah. He was just, you know, contemplating his navel for a while.
Okay. And so Iron Man goes toe-to-toe with Ultron. No, does he? No, he wasn't.
No, Captain.
This Tony was still in Norway.
Yeah, Cap goes toe to toe with
Cap
him.
Cap and they were like, you Widow and Hawkeye went to get the cradle.
Yes.
He's like, Cap, can you distract him? What do you think I've been doing?
So.
My favorite.
Whilst battling the Ultron drones, Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver start to help Cap out.
Mm-hmm.
And Black Widow goes to the cradle, gets it loose from where it's being held.
And then we have the wonderful line of, where should I take it? You don't want to answer that. And because Hawkeye asks how he's going to catch the cradle. So he just says, where am I going to take it? And it's in the back of the Quinjet, like the butt. He's going to take it up the butt of the Quinjet.
Yeah.
I really like that part.
So she shoots it. He catches it, but she gets taken away by drones.
Oh no, damsel in distress.
Meanwhile, this train jumps its tracks because of Ultron. Mm-hmm. And Cap, Quicksilver, and Scarlet Witch have to save the day.
If Spider-Man was here, he could stop this train.
With his knees. Great use of Quicksilver's power here. He's like, okay, run ahead, grab the civilians.
Yep.
You stop the train. I'm just going to stand here with my shield and make sure nothing hits you in the face, basically.
Important stuff. She has to concentrate.
Yeah, yeah. I'll just, keep everything off her and let her focus. He's dealing with the stuff in front. They stop the train. Hawkeye takes the cradle back to Stark Tower. This is where Tony, never one to learn from his mistakes.
Let's do it again.
Because it worked out so well the last time.
Okay, guys. Hear me out. I know I destroyed everything the first time. But...
The difference is this time he had Thor's blessing, basically.
So. Yeah, not at first. He was going to do it anyways. And Banner's like, dude, Tony, this is not a good idea.
Everybody was like, dude, Tony, don't do the thing again.
So they get engaged in a fight, and Thor jumps in, strikes the thing with his lightning, which is essentially what wakes up the Vision.
I love Thor's, like, mindset. He's just like, I'm gonna hit everything.
I can't believe that Thor had any reason to believe that that would work out like that.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Like, he comes back from his vision and wherever he went, and I'm just like, I don't understand Thor's motivations entirely in this, but
okay. Again, I'm gonna attribute it to the scenes that were cut out.
Yeah.
Because that whole thing was nebulous. But he's like, trust me, guys, this will be fine. He's got an infinity gem in his skull. And they're like, what's Pietro? An infinity gem?
He's and like, Pietro had unplugged it.
Yeah, and he's like, no, no, guys, it's good. It's good. Trust me. Well, how could we be sure? And the Vision's like, here, have a hammer.
I love, like, that scene, too, whoa, where Pietro unplugs it, and then later on you see that bullet kind of flying up, and you see Hawkeye shot out the floor underneath him. He's like, you didn't see that coming? That's great.
And they're like, so they're about to chase after Vision, and
I just didn't understand this whole first part of why Vision attacked Thor, and then Thor was like, give him a second, guys. Like, Thor, you don't know. Like,
he was just born. He was.
Yeah, he was all like, he was like a little baby deer getting his feet.
And so all he had to see was like the city, and then he was like, "Oh, I get it."
He saw the beauty of the world.
Then he should have been out in like the suburbs where children play outside, not the city.
That's true.
If I was looking at the city, I'd be like, somebody's gonna stop this.
But he also did have part of Jarvis in him.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Well, now he's Jarvis now, since they stole the voice. Ugh, I don't know how I feel about that.
But he said, I'm Jarvis, but I'm not Jarvis, and I'm Ultron, but I'm not Ultron. I'm like, okay.
He's an evolved Jarvis.
I'm Jartron.
Jartron! The mighty! And, so Tony has to put a new operating system in his suit.
Yeah,
called Friday.
Friday. His girl Friday.
Friday.
Gotta get down on Friday. And she's got like, is she Scottish? Or
she's,
Irish?
She's Scottish, I think.
He had a pretty advanced operating system already on standby should Jarvis go down, it seems. I was like, what'd this come from?
Notice he was going through a stack of discs.
Oh. Yeah.
How many of those does he have?
Yeah. And as soon as he used this, I was like, oh, well, this could set up Jocasta in the future. So.
Ooh, I didn't even think of that, but
yeah,
good point.
Yeah. So there you go.
It kind of reminded me of my brain is shutting down. I haven't had enough caffeine today. Big Hero 6. You just shove chips into Baymax. Yeah. And it changes. Yeah. Tony just shoves chips into
Iron Man's.
Yeah.
That's but true. Fridays does not have the experience at running Stark Industries.
She does seem to be pretty good at what she does, though, so we'll give her a pass.
It's like getting a new doctor. I gotta get used to it.
So, they realize that he is headed back to Sokovia. And I forget how they realize that.
Doesn't Vision say, like, oh yeah, I know everything he's doing.
Oh, by that the way. Makes sense.
Yeah. He, like, half-downloaded into Marisile.
Yeah, totally.
I know. Wasn't it that point where Vision cut off his connection to the internet and everything?
Yeah, that's what it was.
No, that was the first thing they did once they got to Sokovia.
Okay.
Right. I thought it was weird how Vision was just like, oh, Thor's got a sweet cape. I'm a sweet cape.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, he could just design whatever threads he wanted to on the spot.
You know, when he totally starts dating Scarlet Witch, she's just going to make, like, pimp-like tuxedos out of his own body and stuff. Now, how did you feel about the fact that he couldn't control his own density?
Did I black out this part? I don't remember this.
Well, in the comics, Vision can phase through matter.
Yeah.
He didn't actually do that in the movie.
I don't know how you would explain it. That's my only understanding. They kind of, like...
I did think of a way they could explain it if they wanted to, given that all of his cells are infused with vibranium, say that he just vibrates and he can vibrate through materials, sort of like the Flash does.
Yeah. Yeah, a few times it looked like he was using his energy to, like, melt or somehow just...
Yeah, in the last battle he was, like, punching through drones and there was, like, a green, like, flare... Yeah. I couldn't tell if that was intended to be it, but you'd think they'd have drawn a bigger focus to that if it were.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they go to Sokovia, where Ultron has set up his drill of death.
Drill / anti-gravity.
Yes. Vibranium-powered hell machine.
And then they're just like arbitrarily fighting baby Ultrons.
Well, first they like totally like, okay, first thing we're gonna do, we're gonna evacuate the city, and they actually kind of effectively did that for the most part.
Well, we started to anyway until the lifeboat showed up.
Yeah, and Ultron's like, flip the switch, we're going for a ride.
We're going on a trip in our favorite rocket ship.
Up into the sky, we'll fall like a meteorite, and all humanity will die.
I was like, hey, if Marvel actually had rights to the X-Men, this would be a great place to explain Asteroid M, but...
Damn you, budgets. Mm-hmm. And copyrights and Fox. I just blame Fox. Sony.
I'm okay with Sony now. They cut a deal.
Yeah.
They made them an offer they couldn't refuse. So, big battle, lots of chaos, rescuing civilians, even more chaos, crazy effects.
Wait, is that how they found about Ultron's Nick Fury showed up? Didn't Nick Fury show up before the Hellcarrier showed up?
Oh, he
was at Nick Fury was at Hawkeye's house, yes.
Yeah, in the barn. Yeah. Oh, and Tony was at Hawkeye's house. Yeah. He was fixing the tracker. I thought you said he was somewhere.
I like that Hawkeye's like, okay, guys, you can stay here, but you gotta do chores.
Yeah. We need some woodcut.
Yeah, he went in the tracker, that's when...
Bruce and Natasha aren't gonna do anything. I mean, I had to keep the kids off the second floor, because they...
We don't know what's going to happen up there.
He's going to Hulk out, if you know what I mean.
Didn't Hulk allude to, like, he could possibly rape Natasha by going Hulk?
I think he meant that he could potentially kill her.
Yeah.
That was a whole strange sequence. She was just like, you're a monster. I can't have kids, so I'm a monster.
I think she was alluding to the fact of all the people she'd murdered.
Well, she could have been a little more clear about that one. To me. And a lot of other people I've asked. They're just like, if you're Baron, you're kind of a monster.
Yeah. Well, I think it took it as like Bruce saying, like, I'm afraid to have kids because I'm afraid there'll be little Hulk kids. And she's like, well, don't worry about that because, you know, ain't no kids coming out of here. So, yeah.
Well, the way they, like, wrote the dialogue, it wasn't very clear what she was trying to say.
Yeah.
She was just... All she told him was basically, they took out my lady parts, so we're both monsters. That's literally what she said.
It's true.
I think there could have been a little more explained with the flirtiness. Because Banner was awkward, but he could have been so much more hilariously awkward.
Yeah, that's true.
And, like, the shower part, he was like,
ooh.
Just missed our window.
He would turn into a Red Hulk there.
Blush.
Was it Was it back on Wakandan where Ultron, like, purposely tore up the old Ultron and showed him in his new vibranium body?
That was in Sokovia because he had Black Widow. No, that's how they knew to go there. Black Widow told them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. With
the old school Morse code.
Yes.
Yep. Good old Morse code.
There you go.
They outwitted Ultron with low technology, like we did with this podcast.
Right. All they needed was some Navajo code talkers, and it would have been good to go.
I'm pretty sure that all of them are dead now. That's sad.
No, not all of them.
There's still a few of them. I hope the next movie they use a smoke
signal. Oh, that's right. You did Mission on the res.
Yep.
So when we need code talking advice, you're the go-to guy.
Just let me know. Yeah, I have some connections, maybe. So, yes, they're getting all the people off because the whole city is floating, and then the hell carrier shows up, and yeah.
And Scarlet Witch is, like, freaking out a little bit, and Hawkeye is like, look, this is crazy. The city's flying, and I got a bow and arrow.
Yeah, none of this makes
a lot of sense.
It was actually a great scene, though, because he said the most inspiring thing he could have.
Yeah.
You walk out that door, you're an Avenger. Boom.
Yep.
And then she got to have her moment where she walked out and out that door in slow motion. Was all badass.
Yeah. One thing I didn't realize till after I watched the movie and then went back and looked up is that apparently one of the one of the SHIELD agents that was helping Nick Fury on the helicarrier was the same SHIELD agent that refused to launch the stuff on Winter Soldier.
Really? Huh?
Was it
the one who had all the dialogue?
So on him.
Yeah. The guy who was at the desk controlling stuff, like, he was the one who said he wouldn't really launch the attack ships on Winter Soldier, so apparently that got him into Fury's good graces, and now he's on the helicarrier.
That's cool.
Yeah, because they dressed him differently. He was the only one in, like, a bright shirt, and I was like, why is this guy...
He had a tie on.
He's a nerd, yeah.
He was probably working, like, as an accountant post-SHIELD collapse. They're like, hey, want to fly a helicarrier? Sure.
Yep.
So I thought that was cool.
And then probably one of my favorite parts, like one of my 100 favorite parts, when Hawkeye, he's like, I could shoot you right now.
What he would know? It would be like, last time I saw him, there was a drone on him, and boy, I'm going to miss that kid.
Yeah.
But little did we know.
Okay, how about that? They killed Quicksilver.
Pietro.
They didn't have to, but I feel like they did just because he's in the X-Men right now.
To kind of make that break.
I thought for sure they were killing Hawkeye, though, so they played it up well. Like, even when it started happening, I was like, oh no, is Hawkeye about to die? Like, we just met his family, he can't die.
I knew they couldn't kill Hawkeye because they'd already announced him for Civil War.
Oh, well, there you go.
That is the one thing that casting announcements can ruin.
Yeah.
But I sort of... Somebody told me something to the effect of there was a rumor Quicksilver was going to get killed off. Mm. So part of me was expecting it. I wish I hadn't been told that because I hate that.
Yeah, you kind of like were like, is this the part?
Yeah. But
I feel like, though, I don't know. He's like so fast. Was it really? I don't know. I feel like Whedon was like, I have a reputation to keep.
Well, I liked that they did show him getting winded.
Oh, yeah.
So he wasn't unlimited fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to a degree, they did kind of do everything you could do with Quicksilver in this movie. Narratively, where do you go? I mean...
Unless you make him a bad guy and good guy 1,800 times like they have in the comic.
Quicksilver is such a tool in the comics, man.
So fickle.
Yeah. Was it before or after this, though, that we got the big, like, wow moment with Vision?
Which, oh, with the hammer?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure.
Where Thor is, like, working with Vision.
I'm thinking it was before because it was
yeah.
right towards the end of the evacuation that Quicksilver got hit.
Right.
It was after Natasha was trying to calm down Hulk.
Yeah.
And then the Ultron came by in the Quinjet and strafed them.
Yeah.
And Hulk jumped her over to the helicarrier. And then he had some words with Ultron.
Yeah. I felt like Vision picking up the hammer and handing it to him was one of the big, like, wow moments of the movie, judging from the response of everyone that was in the crowd where I was. So.
But then he did it again when they were fighting.
Right, right. And the only reason why it makes sense is because, I guess, you know, Thor kind of had a hand in the birthing of him.
No, he's a machine.
So, yeah, right.
An elevator can't be worthy, Ryan.
That's true. That's true. Oh, but he did have a soul, though, and a mind, because, you know, Scarlet Witch could read it.
Yeah. But Quicksilver dying was the thing that made Scarlet Witch leave her post.
Yeah.
Sloppy avenging there, Wanda.
Yeah.
Jeez, Wanda. You've been on the Avengers, what, 3 minutes?
Five seconds.
Yeah. Are you screwing it up?
I did want to point out the one funny thing that I got a good chuckle out of was how Black Widow decided to Hulk out Banner.
Oh.
Kiss some I adore you shove. But I need the other guy.
And also, in Wanda's defense, Ultron was multiplying faster than a Catholic rabbit. So,
That was such a good line. I died.
There was that. Yeah.
So, the city starts to fall.
Dead.
As the last of the evacuees get off, the city starts to fall. Iron Man unibeams it while Thor totes hammers it. They break it into a billion pieces so it won't cause extinction. But Wanda's still on the island. But she gets saved by Vision. All dashing like in its cape.
So romantic.
Yep.
Oh, another part that was funny. While they were still fighting all the Ultrons and War Machine shows up, but Tony gets like all his glory stolen. You're
yeah.
like, man.
Don Cheadle fought for a chance. He was like, put me in the Avengers. Come on, please.
And somewhere in there, you get Ultron and Vision meeting up and having their nice little conversation where Vision gets his fun line. So,
yeah. Well.
Oh, after everything's kind of settled down.
Yeah, right.
After all, I was born yesterday. It comes at him, and shoom. And I'm actually surprised that they did the whole forehead beam with him.
Yeah.
Because that on-screen, you'd think that would have been something that executives would be like, that looks cheesy.
Oh.
Well, I loved how after, what was it, Iron Man, Vision, and Thor were trying to melt Ultron, and then Ultron makes his getaway in the Quinjet, then he ends up in there with Hulk.
Yeah.
And he is not very happy about that.
Well, basically, it took the three of them just nailing him full blast.
Yep.
Hulk then ripped him to shreds and threw him thousands of feet down,
yep.
enabling Scarlet Witch to telekinetically rip his heart out.
Yep. This is what it felt like.
He's probably like, I don't have nerves.
So, Pietro's dead, but his name lives on in Nathaniel Pietro Barton.
Hooray! And now, everyone's probably still like, this is all your fault, Tony.
Well, when Hulk threw Ultron out, and then ignored Black Widow and took the wheel. And then at one part, he kind of looks up. I was like, please let him go into space. Please let him go into space. Please let him go into space.
Well, we don't know.
But he, well, they think they found the Quinjet, but they didn't say that's where Hulk is. So I was so hoping. I was like, please give me Planet Hulk. Just please. But I was like, it was supposed to be a sad moment, but I was smiling from ear to ear. Like, come on. So
maybe. That'll be phase four, Ryan.
I don't have that kind of patience.
Oh, and then they were, like, consoling Thor, his broken ego, that Vision could pick up his hammer.
Well, no, Thor didn't even seem that upset. Yeah, it was them. They were like, fun. We should have been able to pick it off.
Elevator's not worthy.
Elevator isn't worthy. So apparently Stark thinks he's retiring from being a superhero.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I read one review that tried to claim that Hawkeye was retiring, which I don't think was the case from what we saw.
No.
He just, you know, he went to, you know...
Well, I don't know. They sort of set it up because, you know, his wife was like, soon we'll be outnumbered.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess they left it open for interpretation in case they couldn't get Renner back for anything.
Yeah.
But I mean, you could just as easily say he was like, okay, I'm on break, guys. I'm going to check on the baby and all that. Yep, pretty much. So Stark is apparently off to go draft superhuman legislation. Say that three times fast.
They're all busy so that they can't show up for Ant-Man's bullshit.
Yeah. Hulk's wherever he is.
Ant-Man can't phone him.
Maybe Fiji, maybe not.
Thor's looking into the Infinity Gems.
Yeah.
Cap and Natasha are training new Avengers.
Which are Scarlet Witch, Vision, War Machine, and Falcon. Now, that facility, that's their new headquarters.
Yeah, it's totally boring looking.
Yeah. The tower was cooler.
Yeah, the tower was much cooler.
And it had like a full support staff though. Yeah. Which I noticed Helen Cho was there. Selvig was there. Maria Hill was there. Who were those random like running trainee guys? Who are they?
This place is busy.
So,
trainee Keith, Avengers, so I mean.
Since you overthink this a bit, Keith, I'll ask you.
I've never overthought
anything. No, believe me. Yeah, no. So, based on what we saw in this movie, then, when we go into Captain America's, you know, Civil War, if they do it the same way as they did in the comic, what is Tony's whole, like, what's his reasoning for even doing the Registration Act?
It's a complete reaction the other direction from Ultron. He thought he knew best, and it came back, and it bit the world in the butt in a huge way. And he knows that there's still danger out there, but the danger can be even the people who think they're good guys. So there needs to be oversight.
Yeah. So he's overcompensating. Like we goes back to what you said at the beginning. Like it seems like Tony Stark brings upon himself a lot of his problems and a lot of his enemies.
Yeah, he really just needs Steve.
Yeah,
they're the best couple ever. Just kidding.
They're gonna make beautiful babies.
Yeah, I like that line when Natasha was like, "I didn't know if you and Tony were done staring into each other's eyes." Like, good for you, Matt.
Okay, any final thoughts? Oh, well, the mid-credits scene.
Yeah, mid-credits.
Well, yeah.
That was the safe way to go, mid-credits. I was hoping, okay, I knew that something like that was going to happen. But I was hoping to see, like, either a taste of Black Panther or a taste of Ant-Man. Or a taste of Spider-Man. Or a taste of where Hulk ended up. But we get Thanos like, well, yeah, we know Thanos is still around, and he's going to get the Infinity Gauntlet.
Let me ask you this. Did that scene imply to you at all that Thanos had been influencing Ultron at all?
No.
Some people seem to have read it that way.
He did say, I guess I'll have to do this myself.
Yeah, I took it as like he was monitoring it and like, you know, saw like, oh, well, here, but then it didn't work out, but...
It feels like that was maybe a scene that happened after the end of Guardians, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I took it as maybe, like, part one of the whole Infinity War thing, maybe him getting the stones, and part two, maybe them battling him once he has the stones.
What's going to happen if he gets Vision's stone? Is Vision just going to be, like, short...
I was wondering that, too.
Short-circuited?
Well, what... Yeah, I mean... Now, we know that the two stones that remain are basically soul and time, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I don't... How are they going to introduce them, you think? Now, soul, I could see two routes they could go. They could introduce it in Guardians of the Galaxy and have Adam Warlock have it.
Yeah.
As is traditional. Or they can have the Eye of Agamotto be the soul gem.
Well, before the Infinity War, we still got... Guardians 2, Black Panther, Inhumans, Doctor Strange.
No, Inhumans is after Infinity War.
Huh?
Yeah, I was... Yeah.
Inhumans is after Infinity War.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, yeah, 2018. Well,
yeah, I was thinking Doctor Strange.
This one says November 2nd, 2018, and Infinity War just says... Oh, it's in May. Okay.
I was thinking Doctor Strange is a very logical point for one of those stones to show up.
You think they would go and make the Eye of Agamotto?
I don't know about the Eye of Agamotto, but you know, Doctor Strange has other toys and relics and things around his place. So, yeah, why not, you know?
Or they can always just say, oh, look, Thor just went into his vault of stuff and found a couple more.
Now, something I think can be interesting for after Infinity War is make the villain in the film, in the Avengers film to come after that, be Kang, and have the reason he can time travel be that he winds up with the Time Stone.
I wonder what they'll do after that, because, let's be honest, RDJ is getting pretty old. He can only be Iron Man so much longer, and like look legitimately like he could fight.
Well, I'm sure Disney will say, "Hey, we've made enough money off this. Let's let this go."
Oh yeah.
Here's what they do. He just downloads his brain straight into the suit.
There we go.
All you need from him is a voiceover, and yeah, then you're good.
Or they could go the way of how. What is it? The old movies. Terminator. There we go. In the new Terminator movie, they're gonna have like a CG younger version of
that tech is
Arnold
getting better. But there's also War Machine could become the new Iron Man.
This is true.
But you know, Tony's got to have a couple illegitimate kids lying around.
Yeah, they're probably in their 20s or 30s right now.
By the time he retires, they'll be of age. They'll inherit the suits.
Inherit IQ.
Yeah.
At any point, Keith, do you expect Bucky Barnes to assume the mantle of Captain America?
Well, people keep saying that they really expect Captain America to die in the end of the next movie. Here's the thing, though. Chris Evans is signed on through Infinity War.
Yeah. Infinity War Part 1 or Part 2?
Both of them.
All right.
So, I really don't see where they're getting their things. He said, I'm scheduled to start filming Infinity War starting this date.
I could see a scenario, though, where Thanos gets the Infinity Gauntlet, destroys Captain America, you know, Chris Evans in part one, and so Bucky Barnes has to take over, but then at the end when it's all resumed and stuff and they bring things back to order, then suddenly, you know, Chris Evans comes back kind of like it was in Infinity Gauntlet.
Okay. I'd be okay with that. Then everyone can be happy.
I mean,
that's right.
Evans forever. They haven't made me fall in love with Bucky yet.
Yeah. Well, I thought most gals were pro-Thor. Like, they're all about Hemsworth, so. Even, was it Helen Cho was like, will Thor be there?
Or it's got too long a hair for me.
Well, okay.
He could take the wig off.
I want to ask something about that Chris Evans. Probably because he was in that, not another team.
What's that?
Or, well, oh shit, what was the movie? With the
Not Another Team movie? That was like his Fantastic first Four. Movie.
I know. No, with like the whipped cream nipples. It's where I fall in love.
What?
That movie. He had like...
I don't think I've seen it.
Oh, well. He had whipped cream on his nipples and then little cherries on them.
Well, that's Darlene.
And then I was like, this guy needs to be Captain America.
Right there, you knew.
Right there, years ago.
Keith is adding Ready Whip to his grocery list right now.
Anyway. Anything else that you wanted to bring up for the film?
Do you think we'll see a Scarlet Witch Vision like relationship or romance later on?
I'd never rule anything out. I didn't think we'd ever see a Hulk Black Widow romance, so
yeah. What do you and that's the other question is what do you think where do you think Hulk is right now? What do you think is his thing? Did they take him off the grid so he can show up later against Thanos or did
took him off the grid specifically so he wouldn't be in Civil War.
Mm-hmm. All right. And do you think the Guardians will show up in part two of Infinity War?
I do.
I hope so.
I do too. This could be like that ultra huge crossover.
It's going to have like, it's going to be the largest cast for a movie ever.
Yeah. Oh, and then of course we have to do this too. Where does this rank within your Marvel movies? Because it wouldn't be a podcast unless you did that, right?
Isn't
that,
apparently.
No? So for me, Guardians is still number one. Guardians is still number one. And I think this may be number two right above the first Avengers movie now. Because I think I enjoyed this overall a little bit more than I enjoyed the first one.
I think one and two for me are Guardians and Winter Soldier.
Really?
Yeah. I really dug Winter Soldier.
Yeah. I still like the first Cap more than Winter Soldier. But
I'm not entirely sure where I rate this against the first Avengers movie, actually.
It's like a 1A, 1B.
It's kind of hard to, since there's so many more players and so much more development. You kind of have to, because the first one was limited to, we got to start with these characters. We've only set up this many. And then this one, you could go bonkers. They did go bonkers. They were like,
I think I'll reserve judgment on that until I see the inevitable director's cut.
Yeah. Huh? The thing I still say they did good is they introduced, three more heroes. They introduced Pietro, Wanda, and Vision, yet it didn't lose anything. Like, in the past, I've always thought you introduce too many heroes or villains or both, and it gets to be too much. Like, X3 was a good example of that. Mm. The third Spider-Man movie was a good example of that.
Yeah, I mean, technically this movie had four villains.
Yes, but they
two of them wound up becoming heroes, but
they showed it could work. It can happen, and it's good. So I'm happy about that.
Bring on Spider-Man.
No, bring on Spider-Man fanboying over Captain America.
You know he'd fanboy over Stark first, though.
Boo.
Because he'd be all like, science! And then Stark would be like, come to my side. And you're like, okay, science guy. And he's like, whoa, you're totally in the wrong here. And Thor will throw his hammer and Spidey will web onto it and fly. Ugh,
so cool.
So Haley, did you say how you rank them?
Oh, it's so hard for me. I have an extreme bias. So I don't know. This one was really good. I had way more build-up personally before seeing the first Avengers. I feel like I I had a bunch of people telling me, like, this could happen, everything, and we weren't, like, ready for the wit that Joss Whedon could bring, and this time I was, like, ready. I was like, everybody's gonna be sassy. And they were, and it was awesome. So, I don't know. It was, I like them both. I wouldn't say no to either one. I can't afford it.
They both get a rose and can appear next week.
Yeah. Where do you rank it against Guardians and the other Marvel movies, though?
I really did like Guardians. Man, this is some tough questions.
Stupid Tell Marvel making such good like movies.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, Sophie's Choice this.
Yes.
If you have to kill Captain America or kill Star-Lord.
Well.
Captain America doesn't have the dance moves that Star-Lord has, so that's an easy choice.
He never got the chance.
Yeah, he never got his chance.
Oh, my feels. I just want to find out who Peggy Carter finally gets married to.
I got a feeling that it's, what's his name? Gimpy. Agent Gimpy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think so, too. I want Cap to meet him.
like when he's visiting Peggy and her crazy Alzheimer's.
And they just, like, stare each other down.
Awkward.
Hey.
The Cap's like, I bet I could take you.
So, Keith, how big? I mean, I'm asking all the speculative, looking ahead questions now. So, how much of a role do you think Spider-Man is actually going to have in Civil War?
Pretty big, I think.
You think they'll go the way
it's
a comic?
Be the introduction for him, technically.
Yeah.
Spider-Man's a big moneymaker.
Yeah, too.
I just hope they do it in some way where he doesn't reveal his identity.
No, they're not going to do that.
Yeah, that would be awful.
They've already said that the registration doesn't really have to do so much with secret identities as it does with control.
Mm-hmm. And how excited are you about Baron Zemo being in it?
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Means that we're going to get an actual bad guy and not have to, like, feel bad when one of the heroes inevitably loses.
Yeah. I hope they actually, him and Crossbones, I hope they actually cover their face. I hate when...
Well, Crossbones is going to have to. He got all jacked.
Well, yeah, he got messed up. But you know how, like, actors, like, always...
You know he's going to have a go again with Falcon, too.
Yeah. But, you know, actors always, like, have the thing, like, where they're like, well, I don't want to wear the mask because it hides my face. But your character wears a mask all the time. Just keep it on. So, hopefully they'll do the same thing with Baron Zemo and Crossbones.
I was thinking the exact same thing with, like, Baron Zemo. I was like, are they going to go, like, a Hawkeye route because he's so purple?
Right.
You're like, oh, purple's not cool, so we're just going to make it black and, like, kind of purple.
They'll just wear a little purple, like, in a business suit.
They need to go straight up with the whole, like, weird splotchy fur.
It'll be that moment where they throw a cheeky line about it, like they did with Kingpin and Daredevil.
Oh, yeah.
And Ascot, that's a bit much, isn't it?
I still wanted Kingpin to wear, like, the all-white suit, though.
Yeah. Ryan hasn't watched it yet.
What's that?
Oh, right. Missing
out. Daredevil? Yeah, I haven't watched it yet. Sorry.
So flipping good. Literally everybody I ask loves it, except for one of my friends. But
and they're not your friend anymore, so...
I've heard nothing but good friends.
He's also the same friend who's on Tony Stark's side no matter what, so...
Oh.
He's special.
I would, in Civil War, and I was hoping for this for Winter Soldier too, but I really would like to see Red Skull come back too.
Red Skull is probably my favorite bad guy.
Yeah. He's like evil personified. He's evil Nazi.
Yeah.
Like the funnest bad guy to look at, too.
Yeah.
Gross, but cool.
And the way that he disappeared with the Tesseract, there's no reason why he just couldn't come right back and still be the same
age. At the head of an alien army.
Right, right.
True. Wait, did we ever get the Tesseract back? I can't remember.
It's in Asgard.
Oh, okay, yeah. I couldn't remember.
Apparently Red Skull's in Asgard, too, because it's like all rainbowy when he went transported elsewhere.
I don't know where he went. Maybe Thanos is holding him back for Infinity War.
Yeah. It was, if you watch that scene, like it looked kind of rainbowy above him when he got sucked away.
I mean, how did Thanos know that the Tesseract was on Earth?
Ooh. I was just looking at the cast so far for Civil War. And a rumored person that would be interesting, General Ross might be in it.
I could see him having a role easily.
Yeah, even it's him just on the news saying that he's pro registration or something like that.
These freaks need to. You know they'll have Jonah in there too.
We don't even know where the Hulk is.
They'll be like, these freaks like Spider-Man. Parker, get me a.
Give me a picture.
Man, they better cast J.K. Simmons.
Yes, please.
I mean, if it ain't broke.
Yeah.
The good news is we're how many Marvel movies in now since the first Iron Man, and you feel like things are still in very good hands, and things are in still a very good direction, and it's a slow burn, but it's enough to still give us something each time.
Yeah.
Who's directing the, oh my gosh. I need more caffeine. The next movies we are just been talking about.
Ant-Man?
The Infinity Wars.
Oh, the Russo brothers are.
Okay. Yeah, because I knew Whedon was, like, out.
Yeah. I'm just saying, Whedon is, you know, his schedule cleared up. They just lost one of their directors for one of the Star Wars spinoffs.
Yes.
Make that happen, maybe?
Yep.
We'll say one thing. Tumblr is very torn about this movie.
Really?
There are so many people who have so many problems with so many things.
Well, that's Tumblr for you.
My only problems, like I said, were with the whole Thor dynamic, like what his motivations and vision and all that were. That's really, I mean, it was too nebulous, but
extremely legitimate. Most people had a problem with Natasha's and Bruce's relationship.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Yeah, actually, you know, I never thought of it, but in the context of the film, it makes total sense because he is like nobody else she knows.
Right. I mean, when it first happened, you're like, what? But I think they explained it well enough where it's like, well, you got your explanation. So.
And then you start to think back in the first movie and you're like, there was kind of a bond there, sort of. Yeah.
Well, they even touched on that, right? When she asked Fury, like, you sent me for a reason, didn't you? So, yeah.
I thought that was kind of vague. Like, she thought Fury could read the future and was like, these kids look like they
Fury,
could be together.
Director of Match.com.
Yeah, so Nick Fury was on one of those websites and he's like, oh, these two are compatible.
He's got his own match system built in.
It's in his eye socket.
I actually kind of thought they were going to put Agent 13 at the party or something, because everybody has somebody except for Cap, which is kind of his whole story. I get it.
You know, I'm surprised they actually haven't announced if she's going to be in Civil War yet or not.
Yeah.
And that would seem like to be the place to put her, but
whatever. I'm fine with him still pining after Peggy, because it breaks my heart. Yeah.
My other fun question, because, you know, the fun never stops. What Avenger haven't we seen that you want to see? And what Marvel character do you want to see get their own movie that hasn't gotten their own movie yet?
That or announced?
Yeah, or announced, yeah. Yeah, but yeah, which one hasn't been announced yet?
Okay.
Because I would have said Captain Marvel, but wishes come true, so.
Yeah.
Right. I already know my Avenger would be Wonder Man just because I'm a Wonder Man honk. So I would like to see Wonder Man. But I don't know if that would ever happen or it would make sense at all.
Although it makes sense to... I could see them doing Wonder Man on TV, actually, possibly.
I'll say you could do Wonder Man, but then and then when Vision gets his mind gem taken away, then somehow they transfer Wonder Man's personality to Vision like they did in the comic. But
you know. Okay, fanboy. getting their own... Okay, one is to get their own movie and one just to be added to the Avengers.
Yeah.
Can I have one added to Guardians instead of the Avengers?
No, I didn't ask about Guardians. This is
because you'd know that my answer was already.
Yes.
Tell me your answer.
It would have been Machine Man.
Although you could add him to Avengers too because he is an Avenger.
Yeah, but he might be stepping on Vision's toes there a bit.
Yeah.
I mean, you could do Hercules, but he'd be a little too Thor-y.
Yeah.
Especially since they've made Thor in the movies a bit more boisterous, too, anyways, so...
Could you say yours is Wasp, since they haven't officially announced that Wasp is actually in Ant-Man or not?
She's gonna be...
Yeah, she is.
She's gonna be...
My picks, I think, would probably be either She-Hulk or Namor.
Namor, I would be curious to see how they do Namor.
Yeah.
I'm definitely...
Keith and I were having this nerdy discussion just the other day.
Indeed we were.
Yeah.
I just want to see a guy in a Speedo, honestly.
Ah, now the truth. With the rippling abs and pointy ears and little ankle wings.
What's great is Namor's such a dick, too, that he adds a different dynamic.
Yeah.
He's such a jerk.
Yeah.
And I would want to see She-Hulk because she's like, I'm buff and I'm green and I'm awesome. She's like, look how cool I am. Where Hulk is just like, don't look at me.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I was surprised, though, when Hulk took the controls of the Quinjet, like, how...
Well-skilled he was.
I mean, how with it he seemed to be. Like, how much Banner seemed to be in control. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they kind of, like, flip-flop with that.
So when I think piloting, I don't think Hulk, necessarily.
Who's flying this thing? Oh, it's fine. The Hulk's got it.
Yeah. Character I would like to see get a solo movie that I think we will eventually, just not yet. Will be Ms. Marvel, the new one.
You think?
Because I think it's a different kind of character that I think it'll appeal to enough people that it's inevitable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
As to somebody joining up in the Avengers, I don't know, Spectrum?
Oh, yeah.
The X-Men.
You know who I really want? Madrox. Jamie Madrox.
Well, he's going to be in the whole X universe, so you might as well forget about him.
You're not going to let me have him.
No.
Prime out of bar.
Do you think there'd be a way? I'm just thinking of every Avenger I can think of. Do you think there'd be a way where you could actually give an update and do Black Knight successfully?
Maybe. Oh, you know, Captain Britain.
Captain Britain, yeah.
Captain Britain, I think there's potential there to do stuff with.
That could work. Was he an Avenger, though?
Yes.
Okay. I know everyone's been an Avenger almost at one time.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, are they allowed to use Beast? Because he was an Avenger for a long time.
They can't use him in the cinematic universe because he's clearly X-Men.
Well, they use Scarlet Witch.
But yeah,
she wasn't in that.
But yet. I mean, she was like an Avenger in the '60s, though. Let me pull up a list of Avengers members.
I think what hurts Beast though is every time he's been an Avenger, I think he was always the blue furry Beast, which is exactly what they've used in X-Men. So maybe if he was not the blue furry Beast, they could get away with it. But yeah,
here is a list of all Avengers members ever.
Okay, just don't read it or else people are going
to
turn.
No, I'm sending it to you so you guys can maybe revise your choices. Or, no, you seem happy with
Wonder Man, yeah.
You didn't say who you wanted to see get a solo film, though.
I was still thinking about that one.
Oh, here's a good question. Which Quicksilver did you guys prefer?
Okay.
I have non-applicable, because I haven't seen the Days of Future Past yet.
I'm going to say for use of power, Days of Future Past, for actual, like, everything else, this, because his design in Days of Future Past looked so silly.
Yeah, his hair was, like, killing me. But he was my favorite, personally. Probably just because of the humor. And I really liked how they did his speed. How we were, like, in his point of view. He's just standing there looking at people and moving their hands and being hilarious about it.
My solo, the film question, Keith?
Yeah.
This might surprise you, but I just looked at the list and I saw it jumped out at
me. Demolition Man, isn't it?
You got me. No. Actually, because I want to see how they do it, and I think they're going to do an awesome job. It would be one of those cases where it's even better than the comic ever was. It would be Moon Knight.
I actually suspect that it'll happen on Netflix.
Think Moon Knight will?
Yeah. Oh, I know. Sentry.
Oh, boy.
No. Sentry or... technically, Amadeus Cho was an Avenger.
But I think Moon Knight as a movie would basically give Marvel an opportunity to say, hey, this is how we would do Batman as a movie if we did Batman.
Amadeus Cho was part of Dan Slott's run on Mighty Avengers.
I still think Amadeus Cho should show up in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And I've told you that for a long time now. But I still think they should do Amadeus Cho in there and kind of do the whole catch me if you can kind of scenario.
Yeah.
It works well that way.
Who's a character you think we should never see brought to film?
Besides Demolition Man?
Star Fox.
Speedball? Yeah. You're getting Star Fox. You might as well just go ahead and accept it.
No,
no. Not only are you going to get it, but once you see it, you'll go, you know what? He wasn't that bad.
No.
You're going to get
it. I refuse. I don't want it.
No.
Can't take it.
Sorry, buddy.
I know we're getting a Iron Fist show.
Yeah.
Do you think Luke Cage will show up, or is that...
Well, we're getting a Luke Cage show, too.
Oh, yeah. I didn't hear this.
And he's going to be in the Jessica Jones show, too.
Yeah. And then there's going to be Defenders, which aren't really the Defenders, but instead Heroes for Hire, so...
Now, here's a question. Do you think that they'll show up, have Shang-Chi show up?
I don't know. I do think everyone who shows up in a Netflix show, though, I have the suspicion they will all show up by Infinity War Part 2.
There is a rumor to that effect.
Yes.
I hope so. Like, they can't introduce two people at the same time as the same character. It'll just blow my mind.
Well, there is a rumor that Infinity War Part 2 will feature basically everyone.
Yeah, I think Infinity War 2 is just going to be them throwing wave after wave at people at Thanos because he is such a threat.
Well, you know he's going to show up at the head of an army, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But will he need to once he has the gauntlet? I mean, you can will away half the Earth's population on a whim, you know.
I'm wondering about that. I'm thinking most of the story is going to be about trying to stop him from getting the gems.
Yeah. But you know he's going to get them at some point.
Yeah.
You're going to see the
And then it's going to be together. Captain America is going to lift Thor his hammer and be walking towards him in slow motion with the hammer and the shield.
And then I'll just die and right there in the theater.
You're like, I could die happy now.
There's no better moment in my life. Mm-hmm. It had to end it. What about Nova? I don't like Nova.
I'm wondering, given the Guardians movie, how they would approach that, though.
Yeah,
I think we'll see a Nova movie at some point, or at least see him in like more of the Nova we know in Guardians.
Mm.
I'd be surprised if not. And I almost say, I always called you my son, Keith. That's scary. Keith really wants
well,
to see
I am short compared to you, so.
That's true. I say, Keith really wants to see a Squirrel Girl movie, above all else.
I think there's enough people who do want to see a Squirrel
She's
Girl.
She's unbeatable, apparently.
She beats Thanos, doesn't she?
Yeah.
She'd be Dr. Doom. Oh, and people we never want to see, Red Hulk. Thank you.
We've already seen him.
Well, we've seen his alter ego, but we haven't seen him, and hopefully never will. Once they do Infinity War, though, where do they go from there, really?
I mean, the next big villain after that is you got to do Kang, right?
Yeah, but how do you do, like, how do you get people excited about anything after Infinity War?
True.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, you use this time travel to revisit the previous movie.
All you can do is wait 10 to 15 years and reboot and redo Infinity War again. I mean, that's really...
A movie that will never happen, Marvel versus DC.
Yeah.
And but then we'll get the Amalgam movies.
DC apparently is having enough trouble doing DC versus DC. Oh! Sorry.
Oh. But not a lie.
Well, did you read the article describing that they apparently are actually having real problems getting their universe together?
Well, Aquaman looks like Rob Zombie. Of course they are.
And Batman looks so chubby in his new costume. He's got a fat Batman logo.
That looks like Dark Knight Returns. But I'm like, if you're going to do Dark Knight Returns, call it Dark Knight Returns and be true to the source material. Don't water it down.
My problem is this. You're going to do Dark Knight Returns and then do the beginning of the Justice League after that.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
How does that work?
I don't know. I think I'm better off just never exploring it at this point.
Too bad Disney can't fund two things.
Don't hold it past them.
Well, this is true.
They get a couple more of these Marvel movies in them. I mean, it's been open like one day. It's already doubled its budget.
I don't know if Disney can buy any more of my favorite things, though. I mean, they already own not only their own characters, but Muppets, Star Wars, and Marvel. I don't know where they go from there.
They own Indiana Jones, too.
Right, exactly.
They could buy Star Trek. That would make me happy.
That would make me... excessively happy. Actually, I was thinking the whole Natasha and Bruce thing was very Spock aura. It was like random.
Nerd.
if Disney bought the rights to Jeff Smith's bone, then they would just have my money for the rest of my life.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I told you what they should do for Bone. They should do an animated film trilogy.
Yeah. I still like the idea of making Bone and his brothers like animated, but making the human characters human. I think that's one case where that format would work.
See, I actually think it would work best as the whole thing hand-drawn animation.
Yeah, I'd like to see it too.
Cinema, though, is like so hard to push.
I know, but it would be such an awesome throwback. It would be beautiful. Yeah.
That's why I'm 3D.
And that's why I went 2D and can't get a job. I'm shedding a single tear.
All right.
Okay, any final thoughts?
We did good. That was thorough.
Okay.
Pretty thorough.
Anything you guys would like to promote?
Go ahead, Haley. I'll let you go first.
Oh. If I open a PayPal, people promote me in my educational career.
After they fund me.
I'm going to promote that. I don't even know.
Fair enough.
I'll promote you do what makes you happy and don't let anybody tell you differently.
Okay.
Top that, Ryan.
I don't know that I can. That was just like noble. And, you know,
be ignoble.
All right. So, You can see all my art on facebook.com/artofryanking. You can see me in person with the handsome Dean Stahl at Cincy Comic Con September 12th and 13th.
Do you have your table sorted already?
Dean already purchased it. I just had to pay him for my half of it. Yeah. And at that table, if things work out, it looks like it's going to work out. The project Keith and I have worked on for over 3 years
finally
have come to fruition and be physically available for purchase.
Indeed.
So that's exciting, right, in and of itself.
Speaking also, of conventions.
Yes?
Wait, you know, finish.
Oh. And also, you can go to tpublic.com and where you can get several of my shirt designs, including the new Born Yesterday shirt featuring Vision. So go there and get that. Right now it's on sale, but by the time this podcast is published, it may not be on sale again. But they do run sales from time to time. So, looking for that. And I think that's about it.
Okay. Speaking of conventions, I will be at Heroes Convention in June in Charlotte, North Carolina. You can, you know,
you'll be actually be at Wild Wing Cafe and Mertz.
Yeah, pretty much. You can find me at Mertz Art and Soul eating ribs all weekend. I'll do sketches there though. So, you know where all my stuff is. You can find, I opened up a new Facebook page for my art. I believe it's Keith W. Cunningham Art. Let me check actually. I feel like such a stooge. It's facebook.com Keith W. Cunningham Art. You can follow my website, keithwcunningham.com. Follow me on Twitter at Vorpal Keith. Or follow the comic at stalepopcorncomic.com. Big changes are afoot.
Indeed.
Yes.
All right. This has been your episode. And remember, Avengers...
been the Keith Show starring Keith. Please follow us on Twitter at Keith Show Pod or like us on Facebook. We'd love to hear from you. Our theme music is 8-Bit Dungeon Boss by Kevin MacLeod, provided via Creative Commons license. The Keith Show is a proud member of the Deliberate Noise Network. For this and other great shows, visit DeliberateNoise.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.